Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Oh, thank you for being with us today. It is joyous to have you with us. And I am up to my neck of things I want to share with you. And then we're going to dive into a very, very busy show. We're going to have later today, actually, if things go right this hour, Annette Miller. Do you remember her? We've had her on before. She is a fantastic actress. And I got to know her. I got to know and love her from her appearances at Shakespeare and Company. Shakespeare and Company is located in Lenox, Massachusetts, and they do both Shakespearean theater with a twist, I have to say. You can't go there expecting to see what you see in the Globe Theater in Stratford-on-Avon. This is not this is not your traditional conservative approach to Shakespeare. The staging is always amazingly creative. And the language, for the most part, is Shakespearean. But, you know, did you ever see the film, was it Much Ado About Nothing, with Emma Thompson and Kenneth Branagh? I didn't think I was going to follow it very well because it uses the actual Shakespearean script. But when you hear an actor presenting the story, it brings on meaning in a way you know, remember struggling in high school or college through what does that mean? It really, you know, having the actor's interpretation does it all for you. So, but it's called Shakespeare and Company. And I hope if you're going to be in the Northeast traveling anytime that you will find your way somebody was really clever there. They got the URL address, the domain name, shakespeare.org. Somebody was forward thinking early on to grab that. And you can go there and see what are the performances that will be coming up. They always like to refer to the and company of Shakespeare and Company. Not as, you know, one would think Shakespeare and the company of actors, but someone once said to me that I don't know that it's for real, but I like to think of it this way, that and company stands for, it's not just Shakespearean plays, it's other stuff too. And I've seen some of the most remarkable contemporary plays, some of which have made themselves, they made their way from Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts, from which we broadcast at the beautiful Crown Plaza, Berkshire, Pittsfield, too many words. It's the Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and the place is great. It really is great. There's an indoor swimming pool, makes you think that you're somewhere in, I don't know, the Caribbean, even in the dead of winter. Because we get a lot of sunny days, even though they can be blistering cold. And this winter was very peculiar. I mean, we went from, you know, like 20 below zero one day and 30, 40 degrees the next, and the day after was 70 or 74 in the dead of winter. I mean, it's just strange. But they have this big bubbly kind of glass roof. And on a sunny day, it's all warm and lovely. And the water in the swimming pool is heated to something like 80-something degrees. I mean, it's like getting into a tepid bath. So I can't stand the torture of getting into a pool filled with cold water that I need an ice pick to get into the pool. So that's a big feature for me. And there's a hot tub and, you know, there's, and it's conveniently located right next to One West Lounge, which the locals and I like to refer to as Dewey's because that was its former name. So they can name it anything they want. We'll still call it Dewey's. But there's a nice bar in there, and there are like wonderful patio tables around the pool. So if you want to have lunch and a drink and whatever, you know, it's great. Because no matter what the weather, you know, you can have a nice swim. There's covered parking here, which is always a pleasure. Whether it's winter or summer, you know, you don't have to get into a hot car or clean off a car or, you know, from snow and whatever. It's just grand. So one of the interesting things about Shakespeare and Company is that if you're staying at the Crowne Plaza in Pittsfield, you're, what, an 8-minute ride? 10 minutes the most to Shakespeare and Company. And I saw the plays, oh my gosh, Tales of the Allergist Wife, starring Annette Miller. And Masterclass, the story of Maria Callas, the opera singer who had an affair with Aristotle Onassis, who and which he continued to carry on while he was married to Jackie Kennedy Onassis. She was magnificent, Annette Miller, in this. And the story tells the life of Maria Callas through her. It all takes place in one scene in her studio where there is a pianist and a grand piano, and her students come in for her to give, you know, opera lessons to budding opera stars, singers. And I think of, you know, I've seen Annette in so many plays. And you go to International Movie Database. So it's imdb.com. Put in Annette Miller. And you'll get, you know, you'll see all her credits. She's been in so many things on TV and otherwise. I've seen her in a number of things at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, which, by the way, is a year-round playhouse. I think they, usually in January, they shut down for the month so they can do maintenance and this and that. And it's, you know, after New Year's kind of quiet period. But they have plays going on there almost every week, all year round. And sometimes there are like 8 different shows going on in the same week. And they have multiple venues. There are 2 indoor theaters and a tented outdoor area where they often do performances, mostly in the daytime, and many for children, so that people can start bringing their kids and get them accustomed to what it is to be in a theater-like setting. And it's sweet, very sweet. Beautiful campus they're on. But what I loved about Masterclass was that because of the nature of the writing, it really gave Annette a bigger opportunity to show the breadth of her talent, the scope of her talent. Well, I'm going to tell you more about that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Call 888-266-1200 to request a brochure or visit tanglewood.org for the season schedule or to buy tickets. Tanglewood, the celebrated summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts, is open for 10 weeks in the summer. In addition to classical music, Tanglewood is host to several popular artist shows, the Boston Pops, and jazz performances.
You belong to me.
I've got other stuff on my mind today. You know, there's been some craziness this week. It's almost hilarious. A skyjacking. I heard it referred to as a hijacking. I mean, there hasn't been a skyjacking in so long that people forgot the term and were calling it a hijacking. I thought that was funny. Kind of a good funny. But somebody grabbed a plane in Egypt who's clearly a wingnut off his rocker because he wanted it to fly to wherever his ex-wife is. There's a reason she's his ex-wife. And so he took over the plane and it got held up on the runway for hours and, you know, all's well that ends well. It turned out okay. But that was kind of strange and unusual. But when the Brussels incidents began to unfold, I listened on the radio, because you know I am a talk radio junkie. You know that. Have been for my whole life. I love listening in on people's conversations. Maybe I'm just an eavesdropper. I listened to somebody talk about being, you know, the fear of travel and this and that. That's a subject we really have to deal with. So we're going to do that right after this.
Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's Ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford. Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present A Season of Stars, May 6th through June 18th at Symphony Hall in Boston. Highlights include film nights with John Williams, classic rock from the Beatles to Led Zeppelin, the best of Broadway, and Pops on Demand, where you and the audience pick your Boston Pops favorites. Also, special guest stars Seth MacFarlane, Mandy Patinkin, the stars of Dancing with the Stars, the classic film Raiders of the Lost Ark, complete with live Boston Pops accompaniment and more. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org, sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Take good care of yourself, you don't do me.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Isn't that a nice introduction? Can you hear that? That's Maggie McGee. That's Maggie McGee. You know, she's with us in the studio today. Go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, and put Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, McGee, M-C-G-E-E, into the search box, and you'll get some photos and blogs and stuff about Maggie. Maggie is our English Springer Spaniel, and if you are in the Republic of Ireland, you'd only refer to her as a Springer Spaniel. And she's the first black and white we've had. All the others have been liver and white. And when I say all the others, there has been Hershey, Chesterfield, also known as Chester, Molly and Beau, who are brother and sister, Teddy Bear, and now Maggie. And the others were the color of, just like Hershey. Hershey chocolate color in white. They are the best breed. If you're thinking about getting a dog and you've never had one, you want an English Springer Spaniel. They are just the dearest, most affectionate, lovable, great with kids. And I think the reason they call them Springers is that they take off from 4 feet on the ground straight up like a helicopter. They'll jump 3-4 feet on all, you know, just 3-4 feet up in the air. And then boom. Oh, best frisbee players and ball players you've ever seen. And just darling. So she's here with us in the studio today. And our studio is at the beautiful Crowne Plaza Hotel, Berkshire, Pittsfield. That's too many words, people. It's the Crowne Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, in the Berkshire Mountains, western part of Massachusetts. Gorgeous here. And we're getting into the most beautiful time of the year. Just the most beautiful time of the year. You really need to plan to come and visit us. And if you're going to be at the hotel, first of all, if you're not staying at the hotel, big mistake. But if you, if you're not, come over and have a meal. Have lunch, have dinner. Chef Mike is an incredibly gifted, talented chef. And our studio wraps around the lobby of the Crowne Plaza Hotel. You walk down through this like glass arcade, past there's a beauty shop and there's a day spa, and then you just corner right around, keep walking. And we're opposite the pub. So that's a good thing, huh? And the pub has just gotten a shipment of the most comfortable, attractive chairs, upholstered, comfortable chairs. So happy about that. And I got stuff to share with you, though, because I was listening to the radio, and I told you I was going to tell you about this. And the people were talking about what went on in Brussels, which was horrible. I mean, you know, it's senseless. Senseless. It's like these mass shootings and things. It's like, just, you know, what do we feel like doing today, kids? Well, let's go out and take somebody's life. I mean, just, you know, horrible story. But as horrible as it is, I still maintain the thought that you've got better odds of being in a terrorist anything than you have it, you know, getting hit by lightning. Tragic as it is, it should not stop you from going anywhere you want to go. I heard a thing on the radio and also mentioned again on TV that there's this kind of terror alert for Europe. Why don't we just say there's a terror alert for the globe? Planet Earth is now code red for terror alert. I mean, it's, you know, unless the truck is barreling down the avenue, you know, when you see it coming at you, you just get out of the way. But are you going to stay in your house because there are trucks that drive on a road that you have to cross in order to go somewhere? This is what we went through after 9/11. You know, we went on the air for the first time with Travel with Stephanie Abrams, July 7th, 2002. And on that happy note, on May 22nd, at the end of the second hour of this show, Travel with Stephanie Abrams, we will have reached 3,000 broadcast hours, 3,000 hours on radio between Travel with Stephanie Abrams and my Saturday show, Travelers 411, each of which have been 3-hour shows for at least 5 years now. We started out with Travel with Stephanie Abrams, one show, 1 hour, and we just kept expanding like the universe. But, you know, you want to take some precautions when you travel. I mean, you don't want to go run in front of the oncoming train. So you need to know if there are places you ought to be sensitive to, and maybe this is not the time to go there. And I was listening to some people on radio discuss how you need to stay home and get under your bed. But can I tell you, you know, a mosquito will come in your window and give you the Zika virus. You know, a tree will fall in a storm and crash your roof in. I mean, can you live your life that way, really? Tell the people you love them, and keep yourself and your life straight and go out and live. So I sent an email to these people talking on radio, and I said, here's what you got to do. Before you go anywhere outside the country, go to travel.state.gov. Then look for the travel warnings and advisories. Read them. They change almost daily. That'll help you make the decision if this is a good time to go to a certain place or not. Or, you know, you can go to a place. If there was trouble in New York, there's no reason you couldn't go to California. I mean, you know, it's the same thing. There's trouble in Paris. Go to Nice. Trouble in Athens. Go to Mykonos. They're nowhere near each other. And then the other recommendation I made was at travel.state.gov. Go register when you're going, where you're going, where you will be. Like in Fukushima, when they had the meltdown of the nuclear plant, the U.S. government arranged airplanes to go in and evacuate American citizens if they knew where you were. If they didn't know where you were. So I sent the email in, and this goofball on this panel talking about it, who I happen to like very much, because normally she has important things to say, but when she gets into travel, she had two smug remarks. One was, if you go to that thing and that website and you look at where the problems are in the world, you'll never go anywhere. No, you'll never go where it's trouble. And then the other thing she mentioned I told my mother. I'll tell my mother where I am. She'll take care of it. Oh, Lord, help me. We'll be right back.
Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fair continues. One of the top 10 most scenic train rides in the world, the Adirondack travels daily from New York City to Montreal. Travel is valid in either direction and for any stops along the route, and is just $90 round trip now through April 28th. And up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half fare. Blackout dates apply. Reservations required a minimum of 3 days prior to travel. Subject to availability for travel Thursdays through Mondays. Other restrictions apply. Book exclusively at Amtrak.com. Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, presents classical music, jazz, the Boston Pops, and popular artists in a magnificent setting. For tickets and the full season schedule, please visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200. That's tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Business Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I promised you Annette Miller, and without further ado, there she is on the other end of the line. You're actually out in Berkshire County now. You've arrived today. And how long will you be in the county?
I'm just going to be here overnight, actually. My husband will be here, but I'm going to be here overnight, and then I'm coming back when the summer starts and I start rehearsal.
And you are rehearsing for?
Sotto Voce.
Okay.
Sotto Voce by Nilo Cruz.
And who is Nilo Cruz? Because I don't
know. So Nilo Cruz is a Pulitzer Prize playwright who won the Pulitzer Prize for Anna of the Tropics.
Oh, that at least I've heard of. I didn't remember
yes.
his name.
Right.
Okay.
And he's a Cuban writer.
That's timely.
And yes, it certainly is timely. And it's even more it's more timely now that there are more refugee ships being turned away. Not only are Cubans not allowed in, but now we're not allowing anyone in, and we have someone who's very busy telling us that no one should come in and how many million we should export. So we're in this period of time where we are looking at what to do with immigrants, was founded on immigrants.
This is making Maggie McGee, who's visiting our studio today, our English Springer Spaniel, very angry.
Sorry.
See, so she began to woof over this subject. Mm. Yes, and your allusion to somebody out there who wants to put up walls and keep people out.
Yes.
And throw people out refers to a person who just this past week declared that he is not an isolationist, which reminds me of growing up on Long Island in New York and Nelson Rockefeller by royal decree announcing mm-hmm. that the Long Island Railroad was the best commuter railroad in America. So, one can say what one wants, but hey.
You're president, you have to be a little bit liable.
Yeah, we would think.
Truth.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a bit about, this is going to be performed at Shakespeare and Company
at the Bernstein Theater.
In Lenox, Massachusetts. And when will the performances be?
Well, the performances aren't until August 19th.
Okay.
And it runs until September 11th. Which that means it goes after Labor Day.
Right.
But I think what's so wonderful about the Berkshires is that September is probably the most beautiful month up here.
Mm.
And right before that, then we get into fall. But they've decided, because September is still popular here, it's always popular in the beautiful Berkshires, they are having the show run until September 11th. So I will play over Labor Day through Labor Day and into September 11th. And it's getting closer to the election, so it will be very interesting.
Well, let me ask you a question. When was it decided? Give me the name of this piece again.
Sotto Voce.
Sotto Voce, which means?
Which means little voice.
Okay.
Small voice, Sotto Voce.
All right. When was it decided that this particular piece by this Cuban writer, playwright, would be mm-hmm. performed?
I guess they made the season. I guess the season's always, what are we now? This is April?
Yeah.
So, right. Oh, the season is usually decided at the latest, the first of the year. Usually it's decided, in December or the first of the year.
But I don't think anybody would have really, I mean, the attitudes and regulations and feelers out to soften relationships with Cuba had had already begun, but they weren't at the heightened level they are now. So,
well,
I mean,
no,
there was
they
some,
weren't.
There was some vision here.
When the play was written, the borders weren't even open. So this play, when this play was written, the borders were not even open.
Now that I understand, but I'm talking about, you know, it almost sounds like, you know, 2 days or 3 days or a week or so ago, somebody said, hey, Cuba's warming up. Maybe we ought to do something about Cuba. We're not doing it until August, September. Let's pick this. This
no,
was already
no, no,
decided
no,
before.
No, no.
That
we
was clever.
Haven't done this. But you see, what the play refers to a lot, and the reason that Cuba is involved, and that makes it more because this Cuban young writer comes over to interview me, an older writer. And the reason he comes over to interview me, and I will refuse to be seen because I'm a recluse, the reason that they are doing that is that it is an anniversary coming up of the St. Louis, the ship that was turned away.
Right.
So you see, it's on many levels that the play deals with the immigrants.
Right.
Because as Hillary Clinton said in her speech the other night at the American-Israel Pact for Peace, American-Israeli Peace Organization, said that was a very dark chapter in America's life.
Oh, no
kidding.
Because
in America's life, in our time then, America turned away 978 passengers, sent them back to Europe where they died and were put into concentration camps. So the play has many levels in it because we all know about the St. Louis.
No, you know,
horrible.
That's a tragedy, Annette. And if you've just joined us, we're talking with Annette Miller, a wonderful actress who I absolutely adore, who will be performing this summer from August 19th to September 11th at Shakespeare & Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, in a play called Sotto Voce, if you've just joined us. Now, the tragedy is that far too people don't know enough about history, or if they learned it, their memories are close to blank. But the St. Louis was a ship filled with refugees seeking asylum from Nazi Europe that were turned back by and it's amazing to me, FDR. And they were sent back to death because you know this was not a pretty story. There were many people who dove off the ship into the water and drowned themselves rather than go back.
Which is what we see today so much.
I mean, this is absolute desperation. But you know, it always. You see, this is the thing that always surprises me, and I haven't figured it out. And I guess, you know me. Probably my best virtue and my worst fault is my directness. I mean, I don't know how to smile in your face and knife you in your ribs at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know so many people that will do that. They will just cuddle up to you like the sweetest, nicest people and bite you in the behind like a snake. And it always surprises me. I mean, I'm always shocked by it. But there are countries and there are leaders within countries who have done hideous things to other people, and they come out smelling like a bouquet of roses. And that includes the Roosevelts, who come out as these great saviors of democracy in the world, who can you imagine sent back a ship full of people knowing they were going back to be slaughtered?
It was a terrible time and a terrible, as Hillary says, dark chapter.
Oh, well, dark is a pleasant way to put it. I mean, that's really a pleasant way to put it, but it's,
it was a horrible
thing. And the other thing, and this is the problem I have, I think the those who hold the history of what used to be called Great Britain is now called the United Kingdom. holds the history in their hands are the greatest PR manipulators on the planet.
Well, because this is a problem.
You look at the hot spots in the world. Look at Pakistan and India. Look at what happened in Africa, in Rhodesia, which is now named, you know, Zimbabwe, and other places in Africa, in South Africa, in Rhodesia. And look what the whole Israel story with Palestine and Israel and whatever.
Right.
These are all places that Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. These are all places set up by the Brits where they divided the people in half and told them to shoot at each other so you don't shoot at us. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams taking a quick commercial. Special break. Don't leave. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7.
800-814-5035.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Annette Miller is on the line with me. She happens to be visiting Berkshire County, where she has a wonderful home that she spends lots of time in when we get into spring, summer, and fall. And during the time that she is out visiting Western Massachusetts, she allows us to enjoy the benefits of basking in the glory of her incredible talent. She is such a wonderful actress. And She will be performing at Shakespeare and Company. Their website is shakespeare.org. And you can go there and sort out getting tickets to attend a performance of Sotto Voce, a play written by a Cuban gentleman that is as timely today as when it was written, maybe
he's
even more timely.
He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, I have to say.
Yeah, that's incredible. And the first performance is August 19th and the last September 11th. So if you're smart, you'll get your tickets, because when you wait, you may find out you're going to be disappointed that there are no more seats available. And so where do we begin? How did you get selected for this part, or did you find the play and say, somebody, let's produce this, and I want to be in it?
I found the play.
Where did you?
I found the play because it was off-Broadway in a very small theater. And I saw it, and I was blown away. It was 2 years ago, so it was before we had made so-called peace with Cuba, okay, before we were opening up our borders, and so that's when that was.
So you saw the play, and what was
and
it?
And I said, this is a story I want to tell.
How is it written? Is it, you know, one act with no intermission?
It's,
is it multiple acts?
It's two acts, and it has, it's two acts. And I won't say it's a rather dramatic end to the first act. You come back not knowing a whole lot of things. And the thing that's fascinating to me is that oftentimes Holocaust stories are told, and I've, of course, played many of them, by where the lead is a Jewish woman or a Jewish man. And here the lead is a German woman who left, who had to leave Berlin because she could not stay there anymore in a country that hated Jews. And the reason she couldn't is that her young lover, when she was 19, was on the St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
And so in comes this gentleman who was a writer in Cuba, and he wants to know her story. She's a famous writer, a renowned writer. She has never written this story. She cannot write this this story because it's too painful for her.
Of course.
And he insists, and they have what is called a virtual love affair. They have, I hate to even say, they do not meet. It's a virtual love affair that happens via phone, via computer. He is outside her window, and they meet virtually.
Wow.
It is so poetic and so beautiful because it really is a meeting of her past and what he would hope to be his future in a country where it could be free. And she gets to revisit and tell her story to him. And it's just a very poetic, gorgeous story. And
so let me
sexy.
Ask you a question.
And sexy.
And you do that well, too.
And they virtually touch. It's an ode to poetry.
Right.
Because it's an ode to language and to the imagination. It's an ode to the imagination, yes.
Is he on stage with you?
He is on stage with me.
But it feels like a split stage.
Maid, and so is my maid on stage with me. And the entire affair takes place through their imagination together. I can't...
Well, you know what that brings to mind?
Yes.
I guess with inflation, I'm going to get the number wrong. But yeah. It's what is it, 80-something, 40-something Charing Cross Road?
Oh, yes, I remember that one, right.
Do you remember what the number was? I don't know. I never get the number straight.
Something Charing Cross.
Something
Road.
Charing Cross.
I
Road. It's either 40-something, 80-something. Maybe, hang on, maybe my associate producer can look it up for me and find it. Put Charing Cross Road and see which the film. It was with Anne Bancroft, who was into books. And she lived in the U.S., and she was writing, and this probably takes place, I don't know, what, in the 1930s or something?
It was in England.
Yes. Well, the bookstore was in England. It was a rare bookshop. And she was writing to the guy who owned the bookshop, who happened to be married. And the two of them wrote back and forth about some books she was looking for. She was always looking for some rare book. Mm-hmm. 84. I had it on sale at 42. No, okay. 84 Charing Cross Road. It's a wonderful classic film with Anne Bancroft, and it's a love story that evolves between these two people. He's married, living in England. She's not, living in the U.S. And it's all about the letters. And it's
sounds like a play I should do. When I finish this play.
Go see the film again. You know, I'm sure you can get it, you know, online.
No, I know. I know of the play. You know, and, of course, you know, Anne Bancroft also played Golda.
Yes, she did. And you did, too, didn't you?
Of course. I originated the role of Golda's in Golda's Balcony. I originated that role here at Shakespeare and Company. Of course, it went to Broadway with someone else because I didn't have a Broadway name.
But the nerve.
I put it together with Bill Gibson, worked with him on the script.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a rather amazing experience.
Amazing?
But anyway,
let me tell you what's amazing. Amazing is Annette Miller. You are a powerhouse and my hero. I just adore you. But you know that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we've run out of time in this hour, I'm sorry to say, but I'm going to just encourage my listeners, go to Shakespeare.org. I love you, darling. Stay with me, everybody. More to come. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.